One Bills Live. Steve Tasker here. Sitting beside me is my former teammate, former safety, first-round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills. He was with the Bills through three of their four Super Bowls. First-round pick in 1991. He made the Pro Bowl in 1992. Played for three NFL teams, mostly with the Buffalo Bills. Henry Jones. Hank, how you doing, man?
Thank you great.
So much for being here.
Thanks for having me, man.
Now, did the club bring you in today for this event?
They brought me in for the first year season ticket holders, yes.
So if anybody who's buying season tickets for the first time this year, there's an event, and you're going to be the guy, huh?
I'm going to be the guy there, yeah.
Awesome. And you're still spending most of your time in Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, coaching football and high school track. Coach my daughter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of – so you went to the dark side and you picked a cup coaching. I won't hold that against you. Yeah. How's that going? High school football?
Well, yeah. Primarily right now I've been doing high school track. My daughter is like the number one hurdler in the country. Number 100-meter hurdler in the country.
Really?
Yeah. She just won the New Balance National High School meet. And then she won the under 20 USA championship.
Well, your wife must have been athletic.
Yeah, she was okay. Yeah. She ran collegiate track at Arizona too. So,
oh yeah,
my wife.
Okay.
Here,
so. Oh, so yeah, that's good. That's awesome. Teams. So, and you said too that you know, your daughter, you're coaching her. She's going to move on to college. Any idea where she's going to go? What are What are some of the strong track programs in the country?
Okay,
and collegiate,
like the University of Southern California,
right?
Louisiana State, LSU. Mm-hmm. University of Miami, University of Florida, Georgia, those kind of schools.
Yeah, no Minnesotas and Maines and all of that in there, right?
A little chilly up there.
Chilly up there, right? Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
Is she going to get recruited? How old is she? Is she a junior?
She is a rising senior.
Rising
yes.
senior. Okay, so she's going to her freshman year? I mean, in college?
Senior year in college. High school, I'm sorry.
And so she's about to graduate after this year?
Yep, at 2020 she's graduating.
Right, so she's getting letters.
Yeah, not only letters. We've had, over the last couple of months, University of Miami, University of Southern California, Georgia's coming to the house Friday, LSU just left yesterday, so it's been a whirlwind, and we're going to Costa Rica to run in a track meet, the Pan Am under 20 team.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to run against the South America, Central America, all of North America.
Well, congratulations. What's her name?
Jasmine Jones.
All right, cool. Like Jasmine, that's great. She got aspirations to be an Olympian?
Those words don't really come out of her mouth. That's like Sam Junior's going to play in the NFL one day, but you know.
Right, I got you.
Yeah, so we kind of just want to get a good degree and college.
Do they give full rides to women's track athletes?
Yes. Some of them. I mean, a lot of them do. She's good enough to get a full ride.
Right, so she ain't going to go someplace where she paying her own. You're paying them.
No, I hope not.
Yeah,
I got one at Harvard that I'm paying for. So
no way.
Yeah.
Nice. Good for you. Henry Jones, former Bills first-round draft pick of safety. Congratulations. That's awesome, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, so what's next? So after the empty nester right after that,
so after the empty nest, then we're thinking about packing up. Atlanta's getting weary on me, man.
You're wearing on you. Traffic. Too big.
Yeah, too big. So I'd like to coach. Looking into coaching college or pro football.
Have you thought about inquiring into being like one of the interns, getting into a camp for a couple of weeks coming out?
Exactly. That's the plan coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Well, I wish you the luck with that.
Appreciate it.
That works. Yeah, that'd be great. I remember, I don't know, you probably don't remember this. 1991, we had just been to the Super Bowl and lost Super Bowl 25. And, and that draft that year, we picked this safety out of Illinois, right?
Yeah.
And it was cool. So we were in training camp, and the safety was holding out. You remember that?
I don't like to, but I do remember that.
I remember. So here's the thing. So we're a different kind of team even back then.
Yeah.
Because when the young guys came in, there was a little bit of ribbing stuff, but we kind of we didn't like put them off and make them earn their. We kind of embraced them. Once you were on the team, you were particularly a guy like you, a first round draft pick. We kind of put our arms around. So you were holding out. So we had a preseason game in Chicago.
Yeah.
The first time I ever laid eyes on you, I recognized you. You were standing in the stands around at the railing watching us in pregame.
Yeah.
I remember that watching. Now, what was that like for you? You knew you were holding out. You wanted to play.
Yeah.
You knew you were going to a really good football team, but yet, you know, yet the business end of it got in the way.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, when you're young like that and you get drafted, you really have to trust the people that you hire to make those kind of business decisions. And, you know, my agent and I felt that it was the right move. And I knew that I was going to be behind coming into camp, and I knew that it was a veteran football team that I have to earn my way onto it and earn you guys respect. And that was one thing that was weighing heavily on me while I held out that month.
Right.
But
it wasn't forever. It's like a month.
Yeah, I mean, it was right. I mean, I signed the week of the first game.
Right.
So, it wasn't easy. And I knew that you guys were going to be tough. I didn't know exactly how tough, but
right.
I mean, for the most part, everybody accepted me.
It's an uncomfortable position to be in.
Exactly, because you're trying to be teammates. Kid. You know, I didn't know you guys. You guys didn't know me. I know you guys would be understanding about the money aspect of it, but who knows?
And also, you walk in there, and it's not. It's different because you're not with kids your own age. You're not in college. You're not senior. Some of these guys are 30 years old, and they got wives, mortgages, and all of that.
Most of you guys have been on the team in the NFL 7, 6, 7, 8 years already. So I mean, it's a different dynamic for sure.
Well, you handled it well because the next year you went to the Pro Bowl. What do you remember? What are your fondest memories? I mean, you went to 3 Super Bowls your first 3 years in the league. It had to be kind of a little bit of a whirlwind, but also had to be some great memories.
Absolutely a whirlwind. I mean, just being drafted by the Bills at that time was just, a ridiculous dream come true. Playing with all you Hall of Fame guys was amazing. And
you don't say you Hall of Fame, but those Hall of Fame guys. That's the way I say it too, those guys.
But, That second year was really special. I mean, the ball just seemed to be coming my way a lot, and really made a lot, took advantage of some of those plays and made some good plays.
It was a fun group to be a part of, no question about it. It was fun. We're talking with Bills safety Henry Jones, who's in town for the Rookie Club. Now, the people who bought their season tickets for the first time this year, they call it the Rookie Club, and they're having a special event for him. Any idea how many people are going to be?
No idea.
Yeah. Where is it going to be here at One Bills Drive?
Yeah, it's around here somewhere.
One
of the clubs.
Yeah,
exactly.
It'll be nice. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Looking forward to it.
It's glad to have you in. And so you don't get back here too much, right?
I mean,
especially coaching.
No. Yeah, I like to get back more when I get these girls into school.
Right.
And then hopefully I'll be back a little bit more, maybe come see some games.
Yeah. So when you came, you were with the Buffalo Bills 91 through 2000, and then you went over and you played with Minnesota and then Atlanta. Yeah. What are your thoughts, and what was it like going from a team like you were with in Buffalo and then moving over to another franchise and the differences and the similarities?
Yeah, you know, that's a big transition after you've been somewhere for 10 years and then just going into a totally different locker room, different situation in Minnesota. They picked me up halfway through the season. So that was really different. I don't think I handled the transition as well as I could have.
What was difficult about it?
Well, they had a good veteran team as well. They had Dante Culpepper, Chris Carter. Randy Moss was there.
That was with Dennis Green.
Dennis Green was head coach.
Dennis Green was my head coach in college.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
He had a real strong personality, a really good leader.
Good guy. Yeah. I'm sure there's some things I could have done better, learning their schemes and fitting in with those guys, but it just was a little different, and I was still kind of shell-shocked from leaving Buffalo. So.
Right. It's a big transition.
Yeah, it definitely was.
And then you ended up and you went down to Atlanta and not where you live now.
Now, that was a lot smoother transition because Wade was down there as a D coordinator.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so it was his defense and all the terminology I was used to. So, again, I was back in my comfort zone down there, and then I had a home down there. So that helped the situation as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So as you find yourself back in Buffalo, you're going to talk to the Rookie Club. I mean, do you keep – I mean, cause some guys do and some guys don't. I get the feeling you're just – you're coaching track. Do you keep the NFL and all that stuff at arm's length? It's like, I got a life I got to live. Because some guys do that.
No, you know what? I'm looking forward to season starting, actually.
Oh, yeah.
And I play fantasy ball, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who are you going to draft? Who is it? Saquon Barkley, the guy?
He was last year. That was a good pick by one of my friends, but I had some good guys on my team. I played for the championship last year.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you didn't win?
I didn't win.
You didn't win.
I don't know what happened. My guy shut it down. I had Gurley. He didn't play well in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, he was sore.
I guess he was nursing something. But
yeah, now he's got that arthritic knee, that Terrell Davis kind of knee.
And then I had Tyreek Hill.
How many guys are in your league?
Just 10.
10?
Yeah.
So is that means you get how many rounds?
No, I take that back. I'm sorry. There are 5 of us. Everybody has a good team. If you only got 5 guys, everybody has a good team.
Everybody's got
all stars on the team.
So you got to score some points.
Yeah, you
got to
score points.
So that you go deep into the draft, too, right? You got like 12 rounds in this thing, right?
And my bench is full of stars, so.
So wait, how do you – okay. So that's how you keep track of the league, with fantasy and stuff, really?
Yeah,
and is that what you're looking – you said you're looking forward to the season. Yeah. Is that why?
Yeah. Actually, I will literally stay up and watch a Monday Night Football game till the end to see if my receiver gets one more catch or a touchdown.
You're a goner, man. Yeah. That's amazing. Henry Jones, former Bills safety, joins us. He was with the Bills from 91 through 2000, played in Super Bowl 26, 7, and 8.
Yes.
Do you watch Super Bowls these days?
I do. I do.
Yeah. Do you have watch parties? Do you have an event you go to?
Sometimes
or
I have
you
a party.
In a dark room under a lamp.
Nah. I have never watched the Super Bowls that we played in.
Yeah. But I can't really imagine why.
I have not watched one of them, but I do enjoy it now.
I see him once in a while. I see snippets of him, highlights. Yeah. You know, when I'm watching the highlight reels of the Cowboys or the Redskins or the Giants. Yeah, so I go through the same thing.
No, when during Super Bowl week, they'll have the marathon on.
Sure.
And, you know, if every now and then the Bills will be on, and I won't even watch that then.
Right. Yeah. I'm the same way. Henry Jones, former safety. Do you keep some of the guys that do you keep in touch with any of the guys that you played with the Bills? Some of the.
Yeah, you know, Cornelius Bennett.
Sure.
Follow him on social media.
Right.
I hadn't talked to him in a while, but I follow him, so I know what's going on with him.
Sure.
I talk to Ken Irvin all the time.
Ken Irvin.
In fact, he coached track with me, and he's coaching football.
Is he in Atlanta, too?
Yes, he's in Atlanta, too. Thomas Smith. Remember Thomas Smith?
Yeah.
Talked to him.
Thomas was great. Went left the Buffalo Bills, went to Chicago.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Jeff Burris. Remember Jeff Burris?
Absolutely.
Safety. I think Jeff went to Indianapolis after he left
us.
Yes,
he did. Yes, he did.
And Thurman, I tease him every now and then about something. So
Thurman bounces around. The Hall of Famers is easier to find.
Yeah, it's easier to find those guys.
They bounce around the country like ping pong balls.
They're more visible, though.
And Cornelius Bennett just has knee done you, right?
Yep.
You see him on some crutches. Yeah, he's on the crutches. Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, that's good to know. So what else intrigues you? I mean, you keep up with it in fantasy. Yeah. What do you do? I mean, do you have, when you get in the playoffs, is this, as your fantasy guy, does that spur your interest or is there –
Yeah, I like the NBA when that comes on. Cause
the NBA was great this year.
Yeah, I was looking at the money they were making, like, whoa, it's blowing my mind.
Yeah, it's a different world.
$142 million for 4 years. I can't even wrap my head around it. But I do like that.
Let me ask you this. Are there any Buffalo Bills that you like as fantasy guys?
Ooh. I didn't get any last year. How about that? Yeah, I'm gonna be looking to get some this year.
You know what, Josh is a pretty good get. He runs it and he throws it.
I take that back. I did have LeSean McCoy 2 years ago.
Right.
But then he got banged up. I think it was. But he was a good scorer for me had him.
You have no loyalties at all. Like you don't have a rule on your team. You have to have at least one Buffalo Bill.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Get a Thurman on Andre Reed type guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Hall of Famers.
Henry Jones played three Super Bowls for the Buffalo Bills, back in town for the rookie club, the first-year season ticket holders. How long are you going to be in town for? Just a couple of days?
Just about 24 hours.
Yeah,
Quick in, quick out. I got to get back.
Is it right in the midst of your track season?
Yeah, well, it's the end, but we're going to Costa Rica next weekend.
How many are going to Costa Rica?
Oh, just my daughter.
Just your daughter.
Yeah, so it is Team USA under 20. So they'll have the whole uniform kit on and everything.
Are you on that staff or are you just going as dad?
Well, so what they do is that you don't have to – those kids have been training with their coaches all year long and they're coming together now. So what they do is they'll have those kids – all their coaches will be able to come.
Okay.
And they don't want to disrupt their training.
Who is the governing body?
At United States of America Track and Field, USATF. Oh,
okay. So that's big.
Yeah.
Who's the lead dog on that? I mean, who?
On our trip, I'm not sure, but I know Vin. I can't think of Vin's last name, but runs the whole thing.
Runs the whole thing, and then they all come together. They go down as a team. They get gear. They got all that stuff.
All
and
the Team USA
the red,
gear,
white, and blue, and all that.
Because they're going to be running against Jamaica and Grenada and South American teams.
What are the expectations for your team, and particularly your daughter? What are her expectations?
Well, you know, she hadn't lost a race this year in America, but she did. We went to Cuba and ran in a meet. She lost a race against a couple of Cuban girls. So
Cuba. How was that?
That was an interesting trip.
Why?
Well, because you know they've been under embargo for so long. They don't have a lot of things
that don't exist.
Underdeveloped, right?
They're still driving cars from the 50s.
They still have all that, and so there's a lot of poverty and you know distrust of the government or whatever.
Right.
So. That was a really interesting trip. It wasn't like go out and lay out on the beach Caribbean type trip. That was an adventure type trip.
Was it like you know, stay in your room with the door locked kind of trip?
No.
Security guards trip?
There's no crime. There's really no crime because they take crime really harshly. They punish crime harshly.
Yeah, it's a little draconian, huh?
Yeah. So
they're putting you away for stealing
exactly.
bread kind of thing.
Yeah, so we can walk around on the streets or whatever and meet people and see the architecture's beautiful down there.
English spoken? Widely?
Not widely.
Okay.
You know, but it has a big Italian and Spanish influence. Mm-hmm. So the architecture is gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, how was the city? Was it beautiful? Was it clean? Or was it, you know, you mentioned poverty. Was it dirty? Was it hard to get around in?
It had some impoverished, dirty areas, but for the most part, it was pretty clean. Again, the architecture was beautiful. The people were really nice. Food was good. Music was great. So it's that city touring.
Henry Jones, thanks for being with us, man. It's great seeing you.
Appreciate it, man.
Good luck today at the Rookie Club, coming in for first time season ticket holders. It's great seeing you, and good luck to your daughter when she goes to Costa Rica.
All right, thank you so much.
This is One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health for One Bills Drive. We've got NFL True False coming up, and also What Did We Learn coming up at the bottom of the hour. This is One Bills Live from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker in here today. We had Henry Jones on, former safety of the Buffalo Bills. He came in and talked to us. His coaching career has taken him into the track and field world, where his daughter is one of the top hurdlers in high school around the country, U.S. She's headed to Costa Rica to compete. We got a chance to talk to him. We had Daniel Jeremiah on the program, NFL Network draft analyst, who spoke about his thoughts about the Bills draft and some other things about where the league is headed, and some of the prototypes and some of the guys who you can look for to maybe be the defensive player of the year or maybe MVP candidate. Some of it is the usual suspects. Some of it wasn't so predictable. And we also had Alex Carrington on the first hour of the show, who came in, former Bills third-round draft pick, was here for the first hour of the show talking about what he's got going on, some of the thoughts that he had about this year's players and this year's Bills team and what he's doing these days as well. So we've been a little bit all over the place. We had a lot of guests on today. It's just been me here for the most part. We had Henry Jones in studio and Alex in studio, but kind of riding solo until Monday when Murph gets back. We'll be back tomorrow. I think Chris Brown's coming back in tomorrow to co-host. We've got that going on. Plus, we've been doing this Twitter conversation that you can take part in if you want to call us at 803-0550. Which NFL player, not on the Bills, are you most excited to watch in 2019? We've got as you can imagine, we've got a whole roster of players from around the league that people have been chiming in with their thoughts about. And from Dougie, he says, these are two from that I already had on here. I don't want to reread these. Here we go. I'm going to give you this one back. That we had a little earlier. I really enjoyed this from Tiffany. She said she wanted to watch Alvin Kamara play. So we've got everybody from Alvin Kamara to Baker Mayfield to Patrick Mahomes to Khalil Mack. We've got you can come in and you can chime in if you want, but from Tyler Lockett, for goodness sakes. And, of course, Josh Rosen from the Miami Dolphins. They want to see that kid play quarterback. If Josh Rosen gets on the field, I think it's only because Ryan Fitzpatrick started to play like Ryan Fitzpatrick plays after he plays great. We've all seen that happen as well. We've got all that stuff going on. We also have coming up in a minute, I don't know if I'll get to it right away, NFL True False and What Do We Learn from All the Things. We also aired an interview. If you want to go back and listen to this, you can probably. It's Steve Smith, who was in Buffalo, One Bills Drive, talking to the team this offseason. Sean McDermott brought him in and asked him to give them a speech about what it meant to be a professional, about what it meant to sacrifice for your craft. Steve Smith, a former third-round pick who turned into what some people believe is a Hall of Famer as a wide receiver. And I might be on board with that as well. He wore number 89 a lot better than I did when I was a Buffalo Bill. So with that, I'm gonna move this, and I'm gonna go ahead and go with NFL True False, brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's artisan cheese. And the first true false we have has to deal with wide receivers, and it goes like this. Julio Jones will become the highest paid receiver in the National Football League. True or false? I think it's true. He's not going to hold out for a new deal. He has said that. Julio deserves it. And if you look at what he's done, some of us miss it because we're in the AFC here in Buffalo, and we miss the chance to talk about guys who play over in the other conference, particularly guys you don't see once or twice every decade, every 3 years, or three times a decade. Where would you put Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones? Does he qualify even for the Hall of Fame at this point? He might be in the top 10 of all time. He's got over 10,000 yards, and he's only played in 8 seasons. He's had 104 total games. That's faster than any other player in NFL history. The only other receivers to ever come close, Calvin Johnson did that, got 10,000 yards in 115 games. Torrey Holt and Antonio Brown did it, but they did it in 116 games. And Julio Jones sits there with 10,000 yards in 104 total games in his first 8 seasons. Julio Jones might be able to retire right now and get into the Hall of Fame, if you put it in those terms. But he has said that he's not going to hold out because Arthur Blank, the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, has said he wants to make sure Julio Jones is a Falcon for life, to quote the owner of the Falcons. So Julio Jones is not going to hold out. He has said that Arthur Blank's word is as good as gold. I'm going to go play, and I know that he's going to take care of me. We've seen it happen before where players will do this, and it's always a risk because he may get hurt. But Julio Jones is in line for another contract. He's done it. He's gotten to 10,000 yards in his career faster than any other player. He's 8 years into his career. I think he's still in his prime. He's still one of those guys you think about that if you wanted to start a team, if you could get a guy off one of the other teams, Julio Jones might be at the top of that list. And I know he's at the top of the list if you're talking about guys who play wide receiver. Certainly, he might make a case for a quarterback or a running back or somebody else to start a franchise with. But if you talk about wide receivers, Julio Jones is the first name out of everybody's mouth. So I think, yeah, that's true. Julio Jones is going to become the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League, and it's going to happen because his owner has promised him he's going to make him a Falcon for life. And Julio Jones is going to sign that deal, and good for him. I do that too. I hope he does. It's going to be fun to see because he's been killing it since his first day as a professional. NFL true false number two. This one's a little more dicey. Christian McCaffrey will join the 1,000 club in 2019. Now that means he's going to run for 1,000 yards and he's going to catch 1,000 yards in receiving. He plays for the Carolina Panthers. He was a rookie last year. He played extremely well. He catches passes from Cam Newton. Last season, McCaffrey missed out on being the 1,000 guy, but not by much. He finished 133 receiving yards short of the mark, and he had 1,098 rushing yards on 219 attempts. Think about that. 219 attempts, and he rushed for 1,000 yards. That's not very many carries for 1,000 yards. And he hauled in 107 receptions. That is the most ever for a running back in one season in National Football League history, but he only had 867 yards receiving to do it. So he missed out on the 1,000 club. I think he's going to get it this year. I think that's true. I think he's established himself as a quality guy for the Carolina Panthers. I think they're going to depend on him. And let's face it, if you're going to get into the 1,000 club, it's for one reason, opportunity. They're going to give him the chance to carry the ball. They're going to trust him. I think he earned their trust last year. I think Cam Newton coming back off a shoulder surgery, I think he's learned his lesson about taking hits that he doesn't need to take. And I think Christian McCaffrey might be one of the only guys in the league who's going to get a chance to carry the ball enough to get 1,000 yards rushing. And with 107 receptions last year, I don't think they're going to not give him a chance to carry the football. Now, certainly some of those opportunities last year, and if for those of you familiar with the Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton had a bad throwing arm, a bad throwing shoulder almost all of last season, if not all season. He just couldn't get the football down the field. He didn't look anything like the Cam Newton who was MVP in their Super Bowl year, and he gutted it out and played. With his surgically repaired shoulder and the fact that it doesn't look like he's going to miss any time and he says he's going to be 100%, if Cam Newton comes back fully rehabilitated from a shoulder operation, does that change his ability or desire to throw it short to a running back? Does does McCaffrey have like 90 catches instead of 107 catches, or 60 catches instead of 107 catches? Does he start spreading the football deeper down the field? Cam Newton struggled last year throwing the football, and I think McCaffrey was a beneficiary of that. So having said all of that, I still think McCaffrey is going to turn into the guy Cam Newton trusts the most. One thing I know about quarterbacks, whether they're running quarterbacks, scrambling quarterbacks, or pure pocket passers, they like guys who, when you throw it to them, it's an easy completion and who can turn it into a big play. McCaffrey is all of that. And Cam Newton is going to dump it off to him, and the guy's going to snap a couple tackles, and he's going to go for a big play, and Cam Newton's going to get all the stats for it. Quarterbacks love that stuff. So I'm going to say true to that one as well. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to join the 1,000-1,000 club in 2019. That's an elite club. That's hard to do. If Christian McCaffrey does that, that says something about that kid. No question about it. I didn't think that was going to be that would be possible. And I don't think it would have under normal circumstances. You know, the more I think about it, I think one of the reasons he had a chance to catch 107 balls was because of the injury to his quarterback last year, where the guy didn't want to go down the field with it. Maybe now that he's had a season like that, Cam Newton will look for him more often than he would have had he had other options in McCaffrey's first year. So I'm going to say true to Julio Jones becoming the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL. And I'm going to say true to Christian McCaffrey joining the 1,000-1,000 club in 2019. Now, NFL true false number three. And this is one that I don't know if I can go too deep on, but it says that the New Orleans Saints have the best triplets in the National Football League. That means quarterback, running back, wide receiver. I don't know. That's hard to say. Let me see. I've got this sitting here. And I think for one thing that when you look at these triplets, it's hard to fathom these clubs, because that's kind of the triplets. You think back when the Bills were going to the Super Bowl, it was Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed. When the Cowboys were going to the Super Bowl, it was Troy Aikman, it was Emmitt Smith, and it was Michael Irvin. Now, I don't know that that's the way it necessarily works. Certainly, that's not the way it has ever worked for the Patriots. They change their guys out, and if you want to talk triplets of the Patriots, it's Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Rob Gronkowski. There's no running back in the mix there. So no question, Drew Brees is an elite quarterback. I think he still continues to play at a high level. Alvin Kamara is, and we've seen it here, he is awesome. And Thomas, their wide receiver, is phenomenal. So I think there's no reason to believe they aren't the best, because for a lot of us, they should have gone to the Super Bowl last year in place of the Los Angeles Rams after the egregious miscall in the championship game. I think they've got to feel like they've been robbed. I think they're going to have an enormous chip on their shoulder to get back to the playoffs and skate through. I think the Saints are going to put together a season much like one of the teams I was on did back in the day. When the Buffalo Bills lost Super Bowl 25 to the New York Giants in the closest of games, 20-19 loss, we had a chance to win it at the end. We couldn't get it done. And that entire offseason and through the regular season of 1991, the entire team had an enormous chip on their shoulder. We felt so deprived of the opportunity we didn't take advantage of in the Super Bowl 25. We had to get back to Super Bowl 26. It was the most stressful environment I've ever been a part of, getting back to that Super Bowl 26, where we ultimately lost to the Redskins. But that Super Bowl 25 set us up to be in a position to be so motivated and so intent on having a good season and so intent on doing everything we could possibly do to win every single game, to get back and just to grind it out, to climb that mountain again. I don't know that that team would have gotten back to the Super Bowl 26, had they not missed a kick in Super Bowl 25, had we not been able to get it done in Super Bowl 25. I think the New Orleans Saints are sitting in that exact seat this year in the National Football League. They have got to be sitting there thinking they wanted a shot at the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, and they didn't get it because of an egregious missed call. Wasn't even anything they did. It was a call that was missed. They would have given them a chance to go in, score the go-ahead points. They couldn't get it done because of the call. It would have been an automatic first down. They could have pushed that football in. They could have gotten the points it would have taken to win the game, and they couldn't get it done. And that has got to stick in the craw of Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Sean Payton, the entire team. And I think you're going to see some – you have a chance to see something really special from that team. Now, it may not show up in the wins and losses, but I'll tell you what, the guys in that locker room and in that organization are going to be in a position where I think that is the most motivated team in football right now, and I think it's going to come through. I don't know that they're the best trio in football, but I'll tell you this, they're going to be the ones that are the most highly motivated. Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees, those guys are going to be really motivated. And I think they're going to be a lot of fun for New Orleans fans to watch this year. And I think a lot of teams are going to be glad they don't have those guys on their roster. I think you look at their division with Carolina, with Tampa Bay, those guys, I think that's and Atlanta. I think New Orleans is going to run off with it. To be very honest with you, I think they're going to be really highly motivated. So that's your NFL True False brought to you by Yancey's Fancy, New York's Artisan Cheese. Yes, I think it's true that Julio Jones is going to be the highest paid wide receiver in the National Football League. Yes, I do think Christian McCaffrey will be a part of the 1,000-1,000 club in 2019. I think he's going to catch 1,000 yards in receiving. I think he's going to rush for 1,000 yards as well. And I do think the Saints, while I don't know that they'll have the best triplets in the National Football League with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and Alvin Kamara, I do think we're going to see something special out of the New Orleans Saints this year, and I can't wait to see it. That's a team, that's a club, even though they're not the club I watch and the club I follow, that's a club I'm rooting for this year because of what happened to them last year in the NFC Championship game as well. So I think it's really interesting, and it's going to be a fun year. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with what did we learn? We had a bunch of guests on the show today. If you didn't listen to the show live, you got to go back and listen to it. We had Daniel Jeremiah on. We had Alex Carrington on. We had Henry Jones on. We had Steve Smith Sr. on. A lot of stuff going on the show today. Go back and listen to it. It was fantastic. This is One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health from One Bills Drive, and this is Buffalo Bills Radio. What Have We Learned? Presented by Advanced Alarm, providing Western New York's homes and businesses with the finest in security and home theater and the preferred of alarm and home theater provider of the Buffalo Bills. We had Daniel Jeremiah on the show. He is the first I want to start. Oh, I'm a mess here now. I'm limping to the finish line of the show here. I've got this out of order. Alex Carrington was on for the first hour of the show. We asked him, as a former defensive end with the Buffalo Bills, he was a third-round draft pick in 2010. He was on the show with us in studio today for the first hour. And we asked him about this Ed Oliver guy, the new first-round draft pick of the Buffalo Bills. What's it mean being a three technique, and how does he think Ed Oliver's future stacks up here in Buffalo? And here's what Alex Carrington said.
It's hard to replace a Kyle Williams. You can't replace him as a leader, as a player, colleague, a guy that is very knowledgeable. But for Ed, being physically fit and being a good fit for that position, I think the kid has a really bright future. The biggest thing for a rookie coming in is getting a vet and learning as much as you can as quick as possible, because the rookie year is a whirlwind, man. It's nonstop from training to the end of your first NFL season.
Every game, every practice is new.
Yep. The biggest thing for him will just be learning, and everything else will take care of itself. He's gifted, man. He'll shine. He'll do well.
That was Alex Carrington on Bills defensive end Ed Oliver, what the former third-round pick said about this year's first-round pick. We also had Daniel Jeremiah on the program, NFL Draft Network analyst, and we talked to him about the Bills offseason. Everybody around the league really believes the Bills have improved, but there are some things that the Bills did that are going to fly under the radar that he thinks are going to be really, really sharp and turn out exactly the way the Bills envisioned them. Here's what Daniel Jeremiah said about his favorite Buffalo Bill offseason moves.
Yeah, I actually think the Cole Beasley signing is one of the more underrated ones around the entire league. You saw the Jets do the same thing when they went out and got Crowder. is trying to find a way to help young quarterbacks. You do that by running the football, but you also do that by having somebody that can help you out on third down. And I think Cole Beasley has proven to be one of the better guys in that role. He's going to be able to uncover quickly, give him nice, easy throws. So I like what he brings. And maybe the most intriguing one to me of their additions in the offseason is Dalton Knox, because he didn't have the production in college for whatever reason. There was a lot of mouths to feed in that offense, being one of them. But he is very athletic, and it'll be fun to watch him grow with a young quarterback because he can really get down the seam.
That was Daniel Jeremiah, NFL draft analyst, and his thoughts on some of his favorite Buffalo Bill moves of the offseason. I'd like to thank Advance Delars for bringing us What Have We Learned here today. We also, it was been just me today. Alex Carrington was here for the first hour. Henry Jones was here at the 2 o'clock hour. We also had, we replayed a Steve Smith interview that was really, really good that we had about a month ago when Sean McDermott brought the NFL network analyst in to speak to the team. He's a former wide receiver in Carolina, obviously. Sean McDermott worked with him when he was with the Panthers earlier in his coaching career. Steve Smith came in, talked to the team about professionalism, what it was going to take for them to be better. And he's a really inspiring guy, and it was fun to hear Murph and Chris Brown talk to him about what it meant and some of the things about his career. Really interesting guy. Chris Brown will be back with us tomorrow as a co-host. Appreciate you hanging in there with me today. Thank you for all the tweets that you put in to us. The tweet sheet was brought to you by Corrigan Moving Systems, the official movers of the Buffalo Bills. I want to get back to that. We're going to be back tomorrow. We've got Steve Palazzolo from Pro Football Focus. He's going to talk to us about how they grade guys. Chris Brown's going to be back in here with me as well. But Steve Palazzolo is a guy that I first met when I was working with CBS Sports. The guy's like 6 feet, 10 inches tall. I'm not kidding you. He is. He's an enormous guy. But what he does is break down football film. He's the lead dog at Pro Football Focus. And Pro Football Focus and these analytics sites have been getting a lot of pushback about where they rate players. And there's a disconnect sometimes between a player's production and between the way he's rated. Sometimes they're very productive and rated low. Sometimes they're not very productive but rated very high. We're going to talk to Steve Palazzolo of Pro Football Focus about that. Thank you so much for being with us, folks. Chris Brown and Steve Tasker, I'll be back tomorrow of One Bills Live. We'd like to thank George Blas, Jeff Koltenak, Thomas Hollander, Kelly Rude, J.J. Torito, Kevin Cargis, James Roble, and Jay Harris, our producer. I'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks. This has been One Bills Live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.